Hey, welcome back to Locked On Spurs on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, with Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Big game today. Spurs are in the play-in versus the New Orleans Pelicans. That'll be later tonight out in the Big Easy. We're going to be discussing the game, previewing it, some keys to victory. Can the Spurs survive this opening game versus New Orleans? They packed for four games. Are they a little premature? Are they a little too ahead of themselves? To do that, I am joined by the man, the myth, the legend himself. He's been MIA for a while here at Locked On Spurs, but he's back for a big game. He is Michael Jimenez with San Antonio Sports Star, host of Halftime. Michael, man, hopefully you're feeling better, buddy, but we thank you for hopping on Lowe's today.
Dude, I'm excited. Time for some April madness.
You hear that, people? Look, he's so sick. Look, follow him on Twitter right now, Mike, at Mike ESPNSA. Give him your well wishes. Let him know you're hoping he pulls out of this. Michael, yeah, you sound sick, but I mean, I hope you're getting better.
You know, I feel fine. That's the weird thing, is that my voice kind of gave out. And, you know, for someone who's on the air a couple of hours out of the day, it's a bad thing. But man, I'm on antibiotics. I'm on Claritin. Wow. I'm on everything you can think of trying to bounce back. I feel fine. It's just that my voice is just somewhere else.
All right. Well, we'll keep this short and sweet because we'll let you go. You can get some medicine in you, get better ASAP. So, hey, Michael, you know, Spurs, Pelicans tonight. Big, big game, elimination game. The guys are saying the right things. You know, we're packing for 4 days. You know, we belong here. We feel we should be in the playoffs, not the play-in. Michael, overall thoughts on tonight's big game, Spurs-Pelicans?
You know, it's kind of weird because this isn't the playoffs. This is a play-in tournament. So the expectations of it being like a playoff atmosphere, it's going to be different. It's going to be more like a March Madness type of atmosphere because right. The whole thing is to survive in advance. And when you take a look at what's going on, there's not going to be time to do adjustments or changes to line up like a regular 4 out of 7 series. So because of that, this is completely different, and it's new to all parties. I mean, the Spurs have been in this type of situation before, but it's still relatively new, this type of environment. You know, hearing Keldon Johnson say that they're packing for 4 days, for four games. I mean, you know, it warms the heart because you can tell that they want to win. They want to make some noise. And I think it stacks up very well for this team because, first of all, the Spurs play better on the road compared to at home. Secondly, they can get by New Orleans. They can.
Yeah, I think so too,
And then after that, you know, whether it be Clippers or T-Wolves or whatnot, it'd be easier if it went through the Clippers, but it's not the hardest path, if you will. Those are both winnable games.
Yeah. The only team ahead that scares me is the T-Wolves if they get past the Pelicans. But, you know, they should be able to get past New Orleans tonight. They won the season series 3-1. Two of those wins came in New Orleans, so they proved they can win in their gym. But you know, Michael, I look at the tail of the tape and, you know, I look at the other side, you know, B.I., Brandon Ingram, McCollum, you know, I'm like, oh man, Jackson Hayes, you know, big guys, but it's actually Jonas Valanciunas that worries me the most. And I think he should worry Spurs fans heading into tonight's game, Michael.
Oh, most definitely. You know, when you take a look at, you know, when you take a look at the Pelicans roster, you don't know how they're going to get you. You know, and they've been very resilient this year, overcoming injuries. Brandon Ingram has been in and out of the lineup. You know, they've assimilated C.J. McCollum into the team, and he's gotten used to the whole lineup and everything. They've been playing without Zion all year long. You know, a very, very resilient team. You know, but when you take a look at who you've got to stop, it's one of those things where they're not going to beat you because they have multiple stars. They're going to beat you as a team. Very similar to how the Spurs win games. The Spurs don't win games because one or two players go off. The Spurs win games because they beat you down and you don't know where the next bucket's coming from. So these are two competitors here in the Spurs and the Pelicans that are very similar to each other and how they got to where they are now. and how they actually find success.
I look at the Spurs team, Michael, and I don't worry about them offensively. Offensively, you know, look at their offensive rating, you know, this end of the season, 112.3, 17 out of 30. They're about the middle of the pack. You know, scoring points is not a problem for this team. They've shown they can go deep. It's defensively where I worry about them. Even they had a strong finish to the season. They had their moments, mental lapses, where they would just stop being a defensive team and let teams come back. I fear that if they let that happen again in New Orleans tonight, New Orleans is going to pounce all over that.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, the good thing about the Spurs, though, is that, you know, the Spurs have shown, especially in the past couple of weeks, the ability to bounce back from trailing early. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the case early in the season. Early in the season, Spurs down at halftime, they're going to lose.
Yeah, forget about it. Yeah, but they were done.
But most recently, they've shown that they can come out in the third quarter and the early part of the fourth quarter and make things competitive again.
Mm-hmm.
So the Spurs are evolving. And, you know, these are both very young teams and don't have the experience in this type of situation, don't have the playoff experience. So I don't know exactly what to expect. What I do know is that the Spurs workhorses need to be there. I think you're right. Offensively, the Spurs are going to be fine. It's just defensively if they can kind of come together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I look at certain players coming off the bench, like a Zach Collins. What can he bring to the table? Offensively, you know, he cleans up a little bit and, you know, gets put back or whatnot. But defensively, you know, seeing what he can do defensively is I think key to me, because we've seen him, you know, go head to head against like a Jokic, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Jokic, you look at the stat line, you think to yourself, he went off, but he had to work for his point. And that's what I want to see from the Spurs defensively. If you're going to be giving up points, make sure that they're working for them. The Pelicans aren't just getting wide open jumpers. Make them work for their points.
The Spurs, you know, finished the season on a 3-game losing streak. The Pelicans, they finished the season on a 2-game losing streak. So it's not like both of these teams are coming on the right foot to end their season. Nevertheless, I still think the Spurs should get this, because if you look at the head-to-head matchups during the regular season, again, that was four of them, all games except for one were close. The March 26th game, Spurs 107, New Orleans 103. The December 12th game, Spurs 112, New Orleans 97. The only game that got out of control was a March 18th meeting where the Pelicans won 124-91. And even in the other game, February 12th, 124-114, 10 points, Spurs won. Are you expecting another close battle tonight?
Yes. This is going to be a very close game. You know, it's funny when you're trying to break down what needs to go right for the Spurs to win. First and foremost, DeJounte Murray needs to have a big game.
Mm-hmm.
And DeJounte missed four games because of an illness. And he came back on that Dallas game and didn't have the biggest of nights. You know, he was off. You know, and you know, 5-for-15, 1-of-6 from three, finished with 17 points, but you can tell he wasn't all there. So the Spurs, though, Trey Jones has done well subbing in for DeJounte Murray. Fact of the matter is that we're only going to go as far as DeJounte takes us. And, you know, so if we're looking at a close game here, I want to know, does DeJounte Murray have the legs? Does he have, is he 100% over the illness that he had? I think either way, it's going to be a close game. But there's these little things that are kind of in the back of my mind that I worry about. But I still think it's going to be a close game, probably closer than the 4.5-point spread that Vegas has the game at.
We're talking with Michael Jimenez with San Antonio Sports Star and host of Halftime, who will talk a lot more about that later on the show. Hey, look, if you want to look cool this summer, hopefully look cool when you're cheering on the Spurs, you want to get yourself a pair of Shady Rays. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that gives you the features of a $200 sunglasses for a fraction of the price. That means polarized lenses, well-constructed durable frames, and premium high-end finishes. Also, something you don't find anywhere else is Shady Rays Insane Protection Program. It includes lost and broken protection for on every pair. They will send you a brand new pair if you lose them, no matter what happened. Give them a try. If you don't love them, you'll pay nothing. It's as simple as that. Plus, 10 meals are donated to fight hunger in America when you shop at Shady Rays. They're going above and beyond the call of duty there at Shady Rays. Exclusively for our listeners, head to ShadyRays.com. I'm going to write this down. Use promo code LOCKEDON. That'll get you 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. That's code LOCKEDON for the best deal of the season. 50% off two or more pairs of Shady Rays sunglasses. It's backed by over 150,000 verified star reviews. I urge everybody to go get yourself some nice looking but very affordable sunglasses over at Shady Rays. All right, let's get back to Michael Jimenez right here on Locked On Spurs as we're giving the final thoughts, looking at the tail of the tape before tonight's big game, Spurs Pelicans playing in matchup. All right, Michael, I look at the head to head, you know, and what they did in the regular season. I get it, you know, they always say throw out the regular season out the window, but I think in this situation it applies because it's a play-in situation. When it came to points, it was actually the Spurs scoring more in the four games. They averaged 113, while New Orleans averaged 109. Now, we'll start off with the offensive end. We'll start off with that. Do you throw that out the record, considering now that C.J. McCollum has more games under his belt, and he's historically been a thorn on the Spurs' side, and he could be that difference maker when it comes to the offensive end for the New Orleans?
Yeah, he can be. I mean, that is a very talented guard out there. And the thing about McCollum, and you've seen this all year long, this has been something that the Spurs have had issues with, and that's mm-hmm. having a guard just go off for a lot of points. Now, I know Karl-Anthony Towns had the most against the Spurs with 60 earlier this year.
Yep.
But sometimes when it comes to guards, like a John Morant or an Anthony Edwards, they blow up against this team for whatever reason. And C.J. McCollum has the ability to do something like that where you can just, in a blink of an eye, go, what? He has 38? Yep. What? He has 44 points? Mm-hmm. It is very, very, very possible. So the team defense on the perimeter is very, very, very key. He can get going. He can start lining it up if you leave him open. And you mentioned Valanciunas earlier. That's another guy that's kind of a spur killer. Mm-hmm. You kind of just, you blink and they score 15 points and you wonder, how did that just happen? So, yes, on the team defense side, the Spurs got to do a couple of things on that. They got to guard the perimeter, but also limit the second chance points because
yep, absolutely. You know,
if the Spurs can get some of those defensive rebounds, if you can get 8 to 10 rebounds from DeJounte Murray like he typically does, mm-hmm. if Lonnie Walker's in the paint getting rebounds, if the Spurs can limit the second possessions, that'd be very, very, very big. And it also prevents these players from just going off because they're not getting a second or third look at the bucket.
Right. Historically, McCollum has been a thorn on the Spurs' side since his Blazers' day. He averages over 20-plus points per game historically versus San Antonio. So he's always been that way. And then in two games versus the Spurs, he scored 20 points on March 18th against San Antonio in a Pelicans uniform. And then he scored 36 points against the Spurs on a February 12th matchup. And that was he was on the losing end of that. But nevertheless, you know, he led up the Spurs. Michael, would you be surprised to find out that the two biggest thorns on the Pelican side is actually DeJounte Murray and Jakob Poeltl? Those two players seem to produce the most against New Orleans this season. You got DeJounte Murray. He's averaging 21.1 points per game against the Pelicans. Jakob Poeltl is averaging 9.3 rebounds per game against the Pelicans. DeJounte Murray, 9.2 assists. And Jakob Poeltl with 1.7 blocks and 62% field goal shooting. I get a feeling that's great and all, Michael, but I think the Spurs really need to come into this game with an all-hands-on-deck mentality. I think everybody needs to contribute on both ends of the court.
No, agreed. You know, the Spurs are going to need six or seven players in double figures. They're going to need, you know, a quality play from at least seven players. I'm glad that you mentioned Jakob Poeltl because Poeltl on a defensive side, if he gets things going and causes havoc, a lot of what he does out there does not come out on the box score. It's altering shots. It's preventing pick and rolls from happening. Jakob Poeltl does so much down low that he can disrupt a lot of what's going on. If he has a big game, the Spurs are going to be on the right track. Early on halftime, I was talking about Jakob Poeltl, and I wasn't trying to say this as a negative thing towards DeJounte Murray. We were having a conversation about whether or not DeJounte Murray should be an all-NBA defensive player. And I made the comment, and I hope I didn't come off as being, you know, negative towards DeJounte. But I brought up the point that I don't even believe that DeJounte Murray is the defensive MVP of this team. I think it's Jakob. I think Jakob has had the best defensive performance of the season for the Spurs. And he can be a thorn on the Pelicans' side because of his length and his ability to alter shots.
Right.
And not only that, his ability to rebound. So, you know, it's death by a thousand paper cuts. That's what the Spurs need to do. They just need to start nipping away at this and be possession by possession. I'm optimistic that this team can take out Pelicans.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they're on the road or play better on the road. Man, I'm glad that you brought up Jakob because this has been a career year for him.
It has been. It really has been. I'm looking at up and down this roster. Well, Michael, I'll let you go first here. Who do you need? Okay, outside of the usual suspects, you know, Jakob and Murray and Keldon, is there somebody else on the roster that Michael Jimenez is going to be looking at? And if he can go up to him right now and say, listen, man, you need to be there for these guys. You need to help. Who is that X factor for Michael tonight?
Well, I mean, two players come to mind. One is we need about 8 points from Zach Collins. We need him to spell Poeltl so that that defensively we don't slack off when Poeltl's on the bench for whatever reason. Second name out there is Josh Richardson.
Yep.
The dude has become a fan favorite. And offensively, he gets people going. He fits seamlessly into Pop's rotation, into his system. If we can get 15, 16 points from Josh, 8 points from Zach Collins, and that solidifies what's going on in the second unit, Spurs are going to be on the path to victory there tonight.
Right.
But that's where you need that. Because the Spurs need more than just three or four players going off. We need seven or eight, and those are two of them right there.
I agree with you. When it comes to Jay Rich, I think he is the, you know, the veteran, quote unquote, of this team. He's still young, but, you know, he has that playoff experience, as you mentioned. And the guy plays with some nastiness in him. He likes to bark on that court. You know, he likes to get rough and tumble. And I think the Spurs need that. I'm glad you mentioned even Zach Collins, because Valanciunas is going to be a handful. You know, again, you know, against the Spurs, he's averaging 17.8 points per game and 11.4 rebounds per game against San Antonio this season. So he's a double-double guy. Not to mention, he leads the Pelicans in field goal percentage against the Spurs at 54%. So he can be an issue. But, you know, I'm also looking at Zach Collins as well. I think those are six fouls. If you got to use it to slow him down, go for it. Because after Poeltl, there's not that much of a threat to really try to contain Valanciunas. So the good news is that at least Jakob has some experience playing with him, you know, in Toronto. So there's that, you know, but I don't know, you know, how far, you know, attenuated is that. But nevertheless, you know, that's the key matchup. I know there's McCollum. I get that. There's DeJounte. I get that. But I'm really looking at the battle in the paint among the big man, because Valanciunas can stretch the floor. He is a good passing big man. Now, look, I'm not trying to knock Jakob. Jakob is good. But he cannot do what Jonas Valanciunas can do on the court, and that's why Jakob may struggle tonight. Another name that I'm looking at, if I'm, you know, going up and down the roster, I'm looking at Devin Vassell. I you know, his length, you know, his athleticism, I think can pose an issue for the Pelicans. So I'm looking at my X factor as Devin Vassell tonight. One other, a couple other stats before we transition to start closing this out here. Is 3-point shooting percentage. And I think that's key, because a couple of things, Michael. In four games, the Spurs outshot the Pelicans 35% to 33% from beyond the arc. Now, after the All-Star break, the Spurs' three-point attempts spiked to 34 a game. And that due in large part to Keldon Johnson's, you know, volume shooting, and of course, Josh Richardson's shooting from the three. But it's a three-er, it's a make-or-three kind of league. And if it comes to that, the Spurs got the numbers. You just hope they're not cold. Michael, I look at this matchup here again. They're on the road. That's a positive for the Spurs. Do you really believe that their experience last season in the play-in is gonna pay off in this game? And I bring that up because the last time the Spurs were in the play-in, there were veterans named DeMar DeRozan, Rudy Gay, and Patty Mills leading the charge, not these kids.
I don't think past history is going to help at all.
Okay.
When it comes to this game, I think it's an all new thing. It's an all new team with an all new leadership. And because of that, I don't think that it's going to play a role of anything at all. The Spurs are a very, very young team. And you mentioned 3-point shooting. The name that we haven't mentioned is Joshua Primo. We know he's going to get run. Mm-hmm. We know that Primo's going to get 22 to 28 minutes. Give us something. Give us something. Give us beyond the 4 points from the other night.
Yeah.
Give us 10. I mean, we're not asking for 20. Give us 10 and 2 3-pointers. Yeah. Give us something from behind the arc. Make it easier for the guys down low. I'd be fascinated to see how Primo does tonight, simply because, you know, this is very reminiscent to a college tournament. You know, you lose one game and you're out. And, you know, he had one season in college with Alabama. So, so right now I'm taking a look at this team and all that needs to be done. It's all a collective unit. You know, even though the Spurs have an all-star in DeJounte Murray, even though the Spurs have Keldon Johnson averaging 20 points a game for the past month or so, even though you have all of these things going on, really it's down the line. It's the next guy up. It's guys 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 on this roster. That if the Spurs are going to have any success in the postseason, it's going to be needed from them. It's going to be needed tonight. And so the only thing that I can think of, Jeff, that I think would derail the Spurs in this upcoming game is foul trouble.
Mm-hmm.
If Jakob gets into foul trouble early, if Keldon gets into foul trouble, draws a couple of charges, or actually commits a couple of charges, then I can see this game getting out of hand pretty early.
Yeah.
But if the Spurs can stay out of foul trouble, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, hopefully the Spurs will get the win. We're going to be giving our game prediction in just a few minutes. But hey, our next partner has a product I use literally every day. I started taking AG1 because I didn't have time to be, you know, putting together a bunch of mixes, you know, for a better healthy life. You know, I wanted a better gut health. I wanted more energy. I wanted to optimize my immune system. Hated taking pills, vitamins, you know, I just wanted something that actually tasted great. And I wanted to see what the hype was about. Now, look, I've been using it for about a month now, and I love it. It doesn't taste bad. It tastes really good, and it's super healthy for you. It kind of has like a mild tropical taste, and I look forward to drinking it each and every morning. So what is this stuff? Well, with just one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing about 75 high-quality vitamin, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. It's basically a special blend of ingredients to support your gut health, nervous system, immune system, energy, recovery, focus, aging, everything you can think of. Now, it's lifestyle friendly. So whether you're on the keto diet, the paleo diet, vegan diet, it will fit right in. Contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything. And it just simply tastes good. Look. It's, you want to take great care of yourself. This is one that you can do every single day. AG1 is a small micro habit with big benefits. And it costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews, and it's recommended by professional athletes. Go right now. It's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Just one scoop of in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you one free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NBA network. Again, athleticgreens.com/NBA network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. And look, if you want to just, you know, double down on your health, you got to go check out Built Bar. Built Bar. Yeah. If you've fallen off that New Year's resolution, get back on it. Stick with it using Built Bars to eat right. And yeah, you can thank Built Bar for that. And it's actually really good. I enjoy eating them. I go through them quick whenever I get my boxes delivered. They got a puff style now. It's basically a protein-infused marshmallow. It's fluffy, marshmallowy, and it has protein. They're great, covered in 100% chocolate. And they got the churro flavor, coconut marshmallow, banana cream pie. Look, they're going to be your new favorite. All Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate, including the puffs. Again, 100% real chocolate and low-calorie, high-protein. Get rid of those candy bars. These are better. Typical candy bar can be anywhere between 200 to 300 calories. Go to built.com right now. Go to the macros chart. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Compare that to a candy bar, which is usually around 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar. Yeah, you don't want that. A lot of net carbs. Get rid of that. Get yourself some Built Bars. Mint brownie, coconut, chocolate almond are new for this month is white chocolate cookies and cream. They are delicious. They're new flavors. You'll have your favorite one. I guarantee it. It'll be delicious and it'll be good for you. Go to built.com. Use promo code LOCK15. Get 15% off your order. And did I say they're very, very tasty? Yeah. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. We're here with Michael Jimenez. He is with San Antonio Sports Star, host of the very popular Halftime Show. I mean, it's so popular, Michael. I have it as must-listen radio on my weekly schedule. I usually have you on a YouTube page, and I just have it floating in my computer while I work.
You know, it's interesting. You know, I come across people who enjoy the show, and it's fascinating because when I do that show, I picture that I'm just in a room talking to Pledger by myself, and we're talking to Rudy J by myself, and it's so interesting to see and hear that so many people follow the show. It's been a fun 6 months.
Yeah, as you can hear, Michael is definitely feeling under the weather, so we're going to start letting him go now. He has to get rest and recover for tonight's game, and he'll tell you a little bit more about halftime in just a few seconds. Michael, the day is here. It's time to put it out there. Who do you got tonight, and why?
The Spurs have had success with this team. It's about matchups. I think the Spurs have the matchups in this game. Spurs play better on the road. I think the Spurs win by 3.
I'm right there with you. I got Spurs winning tonight. I think it will be a tight one, as most of these regular season games have shown. Does New Orleans have the home court advantage? Yes, but the Spurs, as Michael has mentioned, you know, played very well on the road post All-Star break. I think Murray's on a mission. I think a lot of these guys are razor-focused. They fight. They've been competitive all season long. What makes you think they're not going to be competitive tonight? I got Spurs winning by 5 points tonight and advancing in the NBA play-in tournament. We're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about tonight's matchup, Spurs-Pelicans? We gave you the tail of the tape. Did we miss anything? Is Brandon Ingram going to be a problem? We didn't hit on him. You know, what are your thoughts? Michael, we talked about halftime. Tell us more.
Halftime's from 12 to 2. Monday through Friday on San Antonio Sports Star, ESPN 1250 and 103.3 FM. It's a fun time. You know, the show's still evolving, but we talk sports and pop culture and nostalgic things. You know, we get into dating. We get into, you know, all sorts of things that basically guys talk about. You know, it's bar talk without the alcohol is the way that I like to describe it. And it's fun times, Ben, but you know, like I said, I've been under the weather for the past week or so. I'm hoping to get out of this funk, but it's a fun time, and I really enjoy the show.
Thank you, Michael, for stepping up to the plate and being here for the Locked On fans. And you know, Locked On Spurs fans definitely do have a lot of love for you. Whenever you're on, you definitely get a lot of reactions on social media. So you're very, very welcome here. And thank you for, again, you know, just coming through when we needed you. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs, where we get your favorite podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. The list goes on and on. On YouTube now. Yes, there's the Locked On Spurs YouTube page. It's growing fast. So we thank you for that. And with Spurs Pelicans tonight, check out Locked On Pelicans. I did a recent preview with Locked On Pelicans. So go listen to what I had to say with them over at Locked On Pelicans. Michael, again, thank you for coming on, man. You know, yesterday we were supposed to go to a game together. But yeah. Michael is feeling under the weather, that hopefully I can take a rain check on that, Michael.
I wanted to go watch the Mission's home opener. But Pledger told me to stay home and rest my voice. So that's what I'm doing.
You gotta listen to Pledger, man. He's looking out for you. He just wants... Did you wish him happy birthday, though?
I did, and I'm trying to make it up to him, you know, because I missed his birthday party. I'll make it up to him.
Oh, I know you will. Once you're back 100%, I'm pretty sure you will. And hopefully I get to be there for the shenanigans that us three usually get into when we go out. So for Michael Jimenez, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lot of Locked On Spurs.